Pushing Water 47 is dedicated to my friend Chris Brew. If each point is a singularity, we were right or left on unspeakable planes. I will be there right away, and you will be left out on the non-collinear path. The road passed through Olathe, Kansas, where the rain entered our skin, poured straight down the brick and stone walls of historic buildings. You had stage fright, I had wanderlust, and the smaller one stayed and sang a song, witless against the blast. Two common modes come to mind: permission, dwelling. Either occurs between lines, within a line, beyond lines. Where are the singularities? Something was going on with the withering weathers or lack of pointers to old love or new love. One makes a sonnet of lines or a walk, a staff of notes marching squarely through the night allows infinite recession, corners to be lost in, and it required a piercing look, a thread in a book. And all the works that are good are amusing if the arrows point the right way. Arrows are arrows are arrows. If I remember a swing in a park late at night, what lock keeps the picture bright? If I remember climbing through a window at midnight to see a friend, why do footfalls slip away? We do not remember spots of time. We make them up as we need them. And I am not a painter, but a poet and a stumbling one. At that, remaining ever in the company of small words like of and around and tulip, yellow, green, lilac, dance, around what I cannot live with and what identifies, passes, and carries me away. Where are you going, my blue-eyed son, green-eyed daughter, brown-eyed child, spot on my shoulder? The evening cloud slips in my pocket. The hair on my face keeps me aware that the world changes each second, and my friend imagines the place to scatter her ashes in water where her husband can snorkel. We laugh because we will be there. The meadow lets us out, takes us back. But the sounds made, A-O-R, remain for others to twist tongues and lips around. Row your boat, hold your anger, tie your shoes, fuck your strangers. Terror is only two syllables, like error or heron, or tears on the way from lap to lip of the ocean. The water recedes. We have come to no edge. The dream has no choice but to continue. The singularity disperses. All my life I have heard about many lines. Lines mark a sonnet's walk around a block. In Toronto, daughter and father write a walk in ink that dries and falters, falls and sighs when the wind blows water and grass and cries for naught. The child steps into a reddened life. Forgiveness implies a judge to ease the strife. Four corners rage and blue does yellow make a turn to wells of water, wells to slake the thirst of many faces, many days. Cry out, cry loss, cry hasty sleep. Upon the plain of dust we dream tonight, when the fire dies and the shooting star stays against confusion, stays our hand, our leap toward the wall that crumbles into light. Light crumbles too, says the echo to the water.